My name is Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 17th of September 2009 and the time is 8:20 p.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
I'm Ken Blackwell, I'm 69 and I'm from Garstang in Lancashire.
Yeah. And have you travelled to London especially today for your hour on the plinth?
We have, and we're travelling back tonight to get home tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock.
And arriving at the square this evening and seeing the plinth in action with someone up there, has that been how you imagined it would be?
Slightly scary, but apart from that, yeah, I think it's our imagined, really, yeah.
And how are you feeling about going up on the plinth?
Oh, I'm feeling good, feeling positive at the moment, yeah, feeling positive, yeah.
And when you first heard about the project, what was it about it that inspired you to apply?
Well, we were on holiday in London for a week, just about 8 weeks ago now, and we came into Trafalgar Square, and we saw what was happening. We saw different people going up there, and we then decided that we'd go along to the office here and asked what kind of things could or could not be done on there, you see. And we're told that anything legal is okay. And so we suggested that maybe, because I'm a Christian, I could read John's Gospel, you know, and that would be something that I could do if I applied. But also I wasn't sure that I would get on, because obviously there are loads of people who want to get on. But I applied, and then I got my response on the 1st of last month to say, yes, I was on for today. So that's that. So that's the potted history. Yeah, okay.
And how did you react when you first found out you had a place?
It's interesting, isn't it, really, because you actually think to yourself, cool, that's great news, and then the sort of reality begins to dawn, and you begin to think to yourself, well, now, can I cope with this? Will I be okay with it? Will I be okay with the height? And so on, you know. But no, generally speaking, I've been quite positive right the way through, actually, yeah. I'm afraid I haven't a lot. Because we live in Garstang, what happens in London is a sort of 200 miles away. But I think I would like to know more about it after today, because obviously it's more than I thought. And seeing the office here and seeing the kind of things that you're doing, it's obviously much bigger than I'd anticipated. So that's good. Yeah.
And have you settled on this as a final idea then? Will you be reading John's Gospel?
Yeah, I'm a Christian, and therefore what I want is for people to see that the good news that I've found for myself, and I want to share with people the good things that God has given to me in my life. And reading about the life of Jesus from John's Gospel is probably one of the most precious things I could do. So, yeah.
And will that take the whole hour?
No. What will happen, actually, I'll have to do selections from John's Gospel. I did try the other day to see how long it would take, and four chapters took me 20 minutes. Well, there are in fact 21 chapters in John. so obviously I couldn't do the whole lot in that time. So I'm doing kind of selections of John's Gospel. Yeah, okay.
And what is the impact that you would like to have or would hope to have by doing
this? I'd like people to understand that the reading from the Bible and the reading about the life of Jesus is a good thing. And that Jesus is someone worth following, because that's what's happened in my life. I've been a Christian now 52 years, and that's been a great experience for me through my life. Yeah.
In what ways has it helped you or supported you? What has it given you?
Well, one thing, I found a purpose in living. I found a joy in actually serving God in my life. I've been a pastor for part of my life. I've been a teacher. I've been an engineer. But most of all, I've actually found a joy that comes from just walking with God each day and having the joy of knowing that He's with me to guide me and to help me. He answers prayer, He speaks to me through the Bible, and so much more that takes place in my life. And He's also given me the joy of family, you know, the joy of belonging to my church family, but also my physical family with three children and three grandchildren. So, you know, all that's good. You know, we enjoy life. And life is worth living, yeah.
And what are some of the things in your life that you do enjoy doing?
Well, I'm actually a very keen Arsenal supporter, actually, which is quite amazing for people that live in Lancashire, and I rarely find another Arsenal supporter. I enjoy woodwork. I enjoy walking. We do a lot of fell walking, as you can imagine, in Lancashire. And I enjoy family. We look after the grandchildren one day a week, and although that's very exhausting, it's great fun. I also enjoy teaching. Although I'm 69, I stopped teaching last year because I've enjoyed being with children so much, and I've enjoyed teaching. And I've only stopped teaching because I can't cope anymore. I'm too old, and I don't have the energy.
And was teaching the last job that you did then?
Yeah. I actually retired from the pastorate when I was 62, but then I had an opportunity of doing some teaching. So I continued teaching in a school until I was 68, and then last year I decided I had to stop, sadly. Partly because I can't hear the children, partly because I don't have the energy that teaching requires, and teaching is a very energy-consuming profession. So obviously I felt I had to stop that, actually. Yeah.
Had you taught before that, or did you first get into that?
Yes, I was actually, I taught in one school for 20 years. And I was actually head of RE and also head of technology in that school. I'm also a keen student, and I've actually just taken a doctorate recently. So I've been continuing in my studies, so I've enjoyed that as well, so it's good. Yeah.
What is it that you've been studying?
I've been studying theology and biblical material, and I got my degree this time last year. Yeah, my final one. Yeah. Enough now, no more study. Heather said I mustn't study anymore.
And how do you find studying? Was it hard to go back to?
I love it, actually. I just enjoy it, yeah. I mean, because I've been a communicator all my life, you know, I enjoy getting to grips with the material and then being able to make it concise and get it ready for whatever material you need to get together, yeah. Most of all, would you believe, I enjoyed the kids. I really enjoyed the kids. I must be honest, I was probably not the ordinary kind of teacher. That sometimes my classes were full of laughter, and sometimes I'd have to turn around to the board because I was laughing so much that I didn't let the children see. But it was fun, and I tried to make teaching fun, you know, and I did enjoy that, actually, very much, and I miss that very much even now, you know.
What ages did you teach?
Secondary, 11 to 16. Yeah.
And what are the things that are important to you now in your life?
I guess the most important things for me now are to continue serving God. I think that's number one. Number two, we're actually going to Rwanda in a fortnight's time to do some service with a mission hospital out there. That's number one. Number two, my family, particularly my wife and my children and grandchildren. Number three, I think I still want to do more learning. I find that I've got an insatiable desire for more and more knowledge, you know, and that is important to me, actually. I could go on, but I better not bore you.
And what will you be doing in Rwanda? Could you tell us some more about
that? Yes, okay. We're actually going as a team of six. A doctor friend of ours who is a surgeon is going with us, and he's going to be doing some work in the hospital. My wife and I, because you remember the genocide 15 years ago, and there's still a lot of pain amongst the people of Rwanda, especially the leaders, we're going to do some teaching of the leaders of the churches in Rwanda, especially with regard to reconciliation and unity together, because I think that there are still pressures amongst the Hutu and the Tutu, and it's important, I think, that we find some way of unity together. So obviously that's the main thing that we're going to be involved in. So although we're only going to be there for a fortnight, it will, I think, be action-packed, and we'll come back pretty exhausted. But that's par for the course. Okay.
Have you ever done anything like that before?
Yes, I've been to other countries. I've been to Portugal, for example, been to Italy, been to Spain, been to Romania. Different countries we've been to in the past. Since I retired from the pastorate, I've done a lot more than I was when I was actually in the Christian ministry. It's given me more opportunity, and I can sometimes do that as well as do my teaching bit. So that was quite useful. Yeah.
And is it always something related to helping people? You're always going out on some kind of service? Or
To actually build people up, I feel that's really important actually, and to give people hope, because there's so little hope in our world today, isn't there? You know, and I think to give people hope and to show them love and care, so few people know that today, and it's important to do that. Yeah.
You've answered this a little bit, but what is it that motivates you to take time out to do that?
I think the most important thing for me is my commitment to God. I actually feel that I've only got one life to live, and I want to live it to the full. And that means I don't want just to do it for myself or things that I want to do, but rather seek to find an opportunity to express God's love to other people around me. Yeah, okay.
And what would your hopes or plans or ambitions be with the future now?
Yeah, I'll continue to do it. I think the thing is that I'm recognising as I come up to 70, which I shall do in November, that is actually a bit of a, I almost said millstone, but it's a milestone, isn't it, really? My body won't have the same energy level that I've had before. I've always been a very active person. In fact, my wife talks about how I walk faster than most people of my age, you know. But that's because I've got a desire to get there, you know. I'm a bit of a go-getter, really. So I feel that I'll have to accept the fact that I won't be able to do as much as I've done before, and maybe I need to find other things that I can do more at home rather than keep jetting around the world, really. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Coming back to the plinth, yep. Do you have any expectations about what it would be like for our
I think slightly scary, and I think that because I've never been very good with heights, I was knocked over by a car some years ago, and that actually has always made me a bit sort of diffident about things I can't control. You know, I can't even sit in the back of a car that doesn't have doors. So I think there's that. But I also think it's a wonderful opportunity, and I'm really grateful to you as an organisation for giving me this opportunity. You know, I mean, when I put my name down, I wonder, well, will they think that I can do this kind of thing, you know? And you've agreed, so there we are, we're on. Yeah, okay, so I'm looking forward to it, really, all in all.
And are you able to describe what the opportunity means to you, to be one of
the Clintons? Yeah, I think it's an opportunity to be here in London, in Trafalgar Square, where I've been so often in the past, because London has always been something precious to us, I guess is the word there. So to be able to do that, and also to be able to read the Bible in Trafalgar Square, I have to say that's really, really good for me. Yeah.
Is the setting of it significant for you?
Yeah, it is actually. Yeah,
why
very much.
Would you say so?
Because Trafalgar Square is the centre of London. London is where I studied. London means a lot to me. Even now, when I think of the red buses, I think of London. And it's something that's... I met my wife in London when we were students, you see. So in a way, we got engaged in London, in front of the jeweller's shop, in Marylebone High Street. You know, so London has always been a very, very significant place for us, really. Yeah.
Family's friends' reactions to you doing
this? Very positive. At first they were sort of quite sort of, oh, surely not, you're not going to do that, are you, you know. But the more they've got used to the idea, the more they've been phoning up and saying all the best to you, you know, and wishing you well and kind of thing, you know. And even those I thought might be frowning almost on my doing it, make an exhibition of myself and that kind of thing, you know, have come round and see it as something quite good to do, really. Yeah.
And have you taken part in arts projects or events before?
No, I'm afraid not. I confess that to you. Yeah.
What has your experience of this project been like?
Good. Been very positive, actually. I mean, folks have phoned me up and I've been able to talk to them on the phone. The local newspaper picked it up and did an article on it to give some advertising for you. So, yeah, it's been very positive, really. Yeah.
And what would you like to gain?
I think good memories, to go home tonight, which we shall do at 11:30, and to actually have a good memory that we've actually done this and we've achieved it. It's another thing that we've actually achieved and we've done it. Yeah, and Heather and I will both go home, I'm sure, quite happy having done that. Yeah.
Who would you say that you're doing it for?
An interesting question, that, actually. I guess in a way I have to say that I'm first of all doing it for God, because I'm reading the Bible, but I think I'm also doing it for my family, because in a way I want to dedicate what I'm doing today to my family, because they're the ones that mean so much to me, really. Yeah.
And in on the website, I don't know if you remember in the profile, you were asked to put three words that describe you.
A cheerful Christian. Because I am, I feel really happy, you know, and I've got great joy in my life. So a cheerful Christian was the three words. Very difficult to get three words, mind you, isn't it? Very difficult to summarise yourself, you know, and you spend quite a time trying to get the words that you think will be the right ones. But that was the final thing that we agreed. Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, have a wonderful hour.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much.
And thank you very much.